Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
All right, happy Wednesday. Julia, I haven't seen you in a month.
I'm so happy.
Not as happy as I am.
No, this is so good.
This is so good. And I'm really excited because I love this time of week. Every Wednesday, our good friend Tori Lowe from 101.7 The Truth joins us in the studio. Tori, how are you?
Hey, it's good to see both of you guys back.
Thank you.
In the chairs.
It's so good to be here. All right, this is an important story. First Step Community Recovery Center is apparently having a serious financial issue. Tell us about the center.
Well, this center is used to help detox, help families that have loved ones that need to be serviced in this kind of way. And we kind of forget these, that there's an opioid crisis. There's things going on, and you need people that specialize in this area to try to help people move forward. And they're saying that there's no money in the budget. $2.9 million will be taken away from this detox center. And they're panicking. People are out protesting, trying to figure out what other resources will it be once they take this away or they lose this two budget cuts.
They have a $46 million budget deficit.
In the county.
That's not even going to put a ding in that if they take away that. And also, it might cost us even more money with police responses to overdose. What? This is a money saver, this detox.
Good way
location.
To put it.
Every community needs a detox center. Every community suffers from drug use. Family members looking, how can we help our loved one instead of throwing their hands up and just, you know, kicking them out into the streets? They can go to these detox centers and at least have hope that they can turn their life around. But when you take this away and you don't have, you know, any other options, what happens to the stress on the community? It gets exacerbated. Some of the resources we do have, like the police, some of the ideas of safety.
Right. People are going to be desperate. People are sick. Addiction is a disease.
Right.
It is.
You know, not that long ago, the county executive marched his budget out there and did the dog and pony show and told us all about it.
He's
the county
for
board
governor.
Of supervisors, right, will need to approve the budget. Have any of them said anything about what's going to happen to First Step?
Well, they've been having meetings, and I think that the protests over the last couple of days, people have been organizing to let their voice be heard. There are some things coming up. I think they mentioned November 6th or so that there are hearings coming up with the county, and they just need to have their voices heard. And they're saying that the way that they did this, they just decided to say, you know what, we don't need the detox. We'll just cut that. It wasn't even a hearing to discuss with the community these type of ideas, especially something that is much needed, not only in the city of Milwaukee, but all across the country. People are suffering with addiction. They need to have trained professionals working with them to walk them through these situations. But when you don't have that, crime goes up. Public safety becomes a question. Yeah. And mental health, people out here with addiction out here maybe commit crimes.
Right. They're desperate. So 1,800 people were helped last year. 1,800 people. And also, 80 people work there.
Right.
So there are going to be 80 people that are also looking for work.
Right.
That's a big deal.
This is a need for great concern. And if anybody has any loved one that ever went through addiction that need to get the help that they need or a detox center, y'all need to let y'all voices be heard. Call the county and let y'all voices be heard right now.
Wow. Important story. Tori Lowe, check him out 1 to 4 on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you, Tori.
Hey, thank y'all for having me.